Welcome, immortal beloveds, to the Donna Cosmic Podcast, where we discuss what it means to live multidimensional with authenticity. Let's go. Today's discussion is about having the confidence to execute spiritual work when called to. Let's get into it. For my new listeners, the Donna Cosmic Podcast is not theoretical but experiential. I share alchemical and practical wisdom from my direct experiences for a positive impact on the listener. Today's topic actually occurred close to a year ago. During these past 7 days, the energy from that experience was brought back around. Spirit was giving me the opportunity to close the spiritual loop for good. I'll preface today's discussion by saying first, I talk energy. Because that's all there is, energy or spirit. My messages are alchemical and deal exclusively with subtle energies that play behind the scenes. When I share experiential wisdom, others may be included. To get the most richness out of my podcasts, just drop the characters and pick up the energy. I'll preface by saying this too. Gossip is one of the lowest vibrations on the frequency spectrum. And as I'm broadcasting this podcast, I guarantee, I emphatically know I'm being gossiped about even now. I look at it this way. If I'm gossiped about, I'm doing something correct. Gossip for me at this point is a roundabout way to bring attention to my work without me paying advertising fees. The talk will bring people in to check what I'm about. And when they do, they'll be inspired by my messages because the information I share, they can immediately apply to themselves. With that said, if anybody thinks that I'll accept judgy gossip at my doorstep, they're in for a rude awakening. I'm not having it. They're better off not bothering because I'm going to serve as a magnifying lens, redirected and focused directly back onto the gossiper to show them exactly why they have no business putting that judgment lens onto someone else. Yes, I most certainly will serve as that magnifying glass. If someone doesn't want to hear about themselves, then they do best to turn around and head the other way. Why? Because first off, this journey isn't about anyone else. It's about us. And those that are too hyper-focused on others, too complete in their own self-avoidance, in their desperate need to escape from themselves, I absolutely have no time for. Some honestly do believe they're doing the work, but they're in so much self-denial that they can't see they're lying to themselves. And that's just sad, especially when it's someone we love. About a year ago, a wounded soul dared come to me, gossiping and judging another individual. And before I continue, that right there is the biggest mistake people make when dealing with souls who are doing the actual work. People will take our kindness for weakness and not expect the sword of truth to come down on their heads. Having shared a few years with this individual, it was clear to me they were not going to change. I enjoyed their good qualities, yet they were too comfortable in low vibrational energies. They really thought they were working to change. Their struggle was real, but in reality, the struggle they were experiencing was all the resistance to change. Last year, when this person had called me to judgy gossip, I had to ask myself, have they not seen me, heard me, gotten to know my energy over the past few years we had spent together? Do they not know yet that judgy gossip is not what I do? This grown person was judging an individual who is not an ill-intentioned individual at all, and more, hadn't done a single thing to this gossiper. Regardless, this grown judging gossiper was so fired up to the point they wanted to jump on their words onto Facebook and go after them publicly to give that individual a piece of their mind. True story. It was hardly the first time I was brought judgy gossip to by this one. I had always diverted that low energy. The last time they had doubled down on their gossip with, I kid you not, a practicing psychologist. Nope. Not a counseling session, no. No office, no. Just two wounded people who, instead of facing their own issues, which are many, chose to hyper-focus on taking someone else's inventory. This was not the first time I witnessed this practice in psychologists' inappropriate behavior and languaging either. And because truth always surfaces, I later found out these two vibe a dynamic judging gossiping duo. for the life of me, I could not, didn't want to understand, overstand how any two people who themselves have and struggle with extreme issues across the board could or would even dare to find it within themselves to judge and condemn someone else who is struggling at that. These two seem to be perfectly good with themselves, safely wrapped in their cocoons of self-avoidance and self-denial. And truthfully, I'm very okay with that. When we're unconscious, denial and self-avoidance can sometimes work. When we become conscious, however, it just doesn't fly. It seems to me these individuals don't even know enough to be ashamed of their behavior. Isn't it always the ones with the most issues, the most unresolved soul sickness, who feel miserable, who do the most judging and gossiping? Always. The judgy gossipers take the inventory of everyone else, judging everyone else and what everyone else needs to be saying, being, doing, instead of looking at themselves to clean up their own vessels and do their own soul work. Woundedness creates wounds. It's not personal, it's energy. And it's never who gossipers judge, it's the fact that judgy gossipers feel they have a right to. All around, I was just so done with this energy. It was time for me to go. And I had just wanted to go peacefully. I had already gotten the signs from the universe that it was time for me to walk away. If you find yourself in this situation, watch for the signs. They are there and talking to you. The signs I had gotten were definite and showed up around 48 to 72 hours before the judgy gossip energy reached me by phone. And the signs were crazy. A teacup sauce I had been given by this one, I had touched ever so gently and it violently flew out of my hands, leaping about 5 feet away onto the kitchen floor, smashing completely to tiny pieces. And I had barely touched it. It was such an exaggerated crash for such a light, gentle touch. My very first thought was, it's done. This relationship is finished. And then I heard, because I have claircognizant abilities, I heard in a tone of finality, you've gone as far as you're going to go together. Then came the series of snake messages in multiple ways. One was me having a vivid, realistic dream of being face to face with a big snake. The next day, while walking outdoors, a huge pale yellow snake slithered directly before my feet, a first ever in my life event. And then everywhere I went that day, everyone kept mentioning the word snake to me. Cashiers, people, everyone. I'll say it again. Always pay attention to the signs. They're talking to you. For me, these really strong signs from the universe spoke clearly that not only was this relationship done, but also, and this next part is sort of funny to me, that I was being gossiped about. So when the call came in, I just sat back and said to myself, well, here it is. Because I already knew. I knew also that when we hung up that phone, I was going to continue to be gossiped about, as I said, claircognizant. All of this I had in mind during the call and did what I usually did to see whether they would snap out of the judgy gossip energy. In the past, it would take maybe 10 minutes tops of sharing wisdom before they released the judgy gossip vibe. After half an hour of sharing wisdom, it was time to hang up. When I hung up that phone, I literally, energetically, felt like a dirty dish rag and said to myself, wow, this is what they feel like, a dirty dish rag. I set myself on releasing those energies immediately. Those signs had prepared me well, and I'm thankful for them. Still, it was time to walk away peacefully, and I had no idea what it would look like when I did. But my God self, spirit, knew what needed to be done. I heard the truth of it in my bones, saying, before you walk away, get them to look at themselves. It's time. I do not question, I execute. In short, using an email, I took that judgmental mirror and redirected that judgment energy directly back onto this individual, and they did not like it at all. People do not like it when their perverted magic is turned back onto them. No, they do not. Most will go into victim mode, as this one did. If they don't go into victim mode, then I say good on their soul. Fast forward to 7 days ago, that individual tried to get me to acknowledge them by using passive aggression. All I could think was, they still have no idea who I am. I sent them love and a text thanking them for setting me free. I'll leave you with some takeaway gems as reminders to use at your own discretion. Earlier, I mentioned unconscious denial. And in mentioning that, I have to point out there's also spiritual denial that we conscious immortals can go into. I mentioned this in my last podcast about how we can cast the qualities of this light that shines through us over people, blinding ourselves to their woundedness. That's definitely a form of spiritual denial. This is one of those good to know gems. The second gem, sadness may be felt when someone is leaving our experience, even though we know it's best. Keep in mind, it's the moment, seasons, lifetime, and frequency thing. Take heart if you've ever found it challenging to release a person or many persons because of vibrational differences. Underneath protective facades, denial masks, underneath it all is profound love. They don't have to know it for us to know it. The third gem, what's playing on the surface at the end of the day is not the truth of what you are and never will be. This last gem is a winner, winner, winner. When we do walk away, unconscious, wounded souls may project onto us. Oh, you think you're perfect? Never, ever take this on, because we know if we believed we were perfect, we wouldn't be heavy lifting all of the tough soul work that we do, mostly on a daily basis. The reality is, they're the ones that think we're perfect. And I, for one, am perfectly good with letting them think that. I'll close with this. For myself, this truth, this light comes first, and no one gets to pollute this magic, and no one gets to bring pollution to this magic, not even myself. In the event that anyone does try to, and we're faced with the only choice to walk away, beloveds, the truth is, we can thank those souls for setting us free. Have confidence. Trust your light. Man is an immortal being intended to express as light full frequency, and the highest vibration man can live is being the authentic self. This concludes my Donna Cosmic podcast for today. Thank you for supporting Conscious Media. Watch for your questions answered and more enriching content in upcoming episodes. Find my pattern and spell breaking books at lulu.com. I help free people from mental prisons. Be here today with this truth. Break program, live authentic, because the alternative is an option for failure. If not now, when? See you at the next episode. Love, good health, and prosperity.